It is your pre-match warm-up with the Anfield Wrap, Ian Ryan, Neil Atkinson, Adam Melia and Kev Walsh. We couldn't do it without him, to be fair. As we look ahead to the derby this weekend, we will get the opposition view in part two. But Kev, Liverpool and Manchester United are the two biggest clubs in the country. Playing Manchester City always feels significant at the minute, given the rivalry for trophies. But when the fixtures drop, this is still the first one I always look for.
Yeah, 1,000,000%, and I think most people who listen to this will know my thoughts on it. But I, like, obviously you have a little look for Man United. Nowadays you do have a look for City because it's a rivalry that's based upon like winning the title rather than like historic links more. But the Everton one is always the day I look for, and it's always like, are we home first, are we away first? And it's, I've said it before, I'd say getting beat 10-0 by Man United, and I'd say getting beat 10-0 by City to beat Everton 1-0. I'll stand by that.
Adam, it's got Moody written all over it. They're yet to get a win. I thought they were interesting the other night with the time wasting. I think we got a little bit of that against Newcastle. Well, quite a lot of it. We're going to get loads more of it tomorrow as well. I think the key is here, and we can talk about the time wasting stuff, but at some point, Liverpool have got to start taking the lead in games. We obviously get the 9-0 against Bournemouth, but prior to that, it's been a long time now. I think it's 8 in 9 games we've gone behind. It's massive that we get a fast start at the weekend.
Yeah, it's interesting actually with the Newcastle game being as it was, because I think had it been another sort of confident performance and another, you know, 3-0 or something last night, we'd have been feeling a bit more sure about everything. As it is, I feel like there's quite a lot of unpredictable elements really about what we're going to see. Not exactly who we're going to see, because again we still haven't got tons of players available, but I think whereas I thought Man United away was the worst possible time really to be playing them with how they'd built up, I think this is a good time to be playing this fixture. I think that Everton have been poor. And that's going on from before the start of this season. Obviously, they do just about enough to stay up.